Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight
Weekend. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in City by the Bay, this is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I am the Taco Man, of course, live from the Sports Byline Studios. We'll be talking with Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young in a couple of minutes, my All-Stars folks. Lots of stuff to talk about tonight, of course. Football, NFL football, off and rolling, 2016-2017. How about those New England Patriots, man? They are off and rolling on. They're going to be 4-0. Tom Brady, he's having dinner. And of all places, Italy. Taking back with his lovely wife, Giselle. Straight up, a fantastic suspension for Mr. Tom Brady. Of course, I was all in favor of that deflate gate suspension until it went down. And after it went down, I said to myself, well, you know, enough is enough. I mean, they dragged this thing on just a little bit, way too long. Straight up, we're talking NFL. We're talking baseball. We'll have an interview tonight with Jim Tomzula. Remember him? The former 49er head coach. Now he's an assistant with the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk with him. We'll also talk with his agent. So straight up, we're going to have fun with that tonight. And Charles J. will be here in hour number two. Dominic Jimenez, of course, is back in the saddle with Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What is hip? Sports Day, September 25th, 2016. CNN's Man on the Move, Anthony Bourdain, and his wife, Alethea Bustia. She's an MMA fighter. They're splitting up. I guess she kicked his ass one too many times. Straight up, Raquel Scott. Did you hear her? She was on TV, of course, filmed. Her husband was murdered by the Charlotte police this week. Not too good. Did you hear what she said? Did you call the police? It was the police that shot her husband to death in the street there. He had a brain damage injury. Bottom line was, cops not looking good this week, folks. And this is coming from a former San Francisco policeman. Don't forget, 10 weeks in a row. Now, make that 11 weeks in a row now. We've got cops shooting unarmed black people in the back. And, of course, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. The problem is Colin Kaepernick. That's right. Him taking a knee there. Mike Ditka said he should be run out of the NFL. He should be run out of the country, according to Donald Trump and his alt-right there. The bottom line is he's expressing his right to, you know, to be an American. That's what this is all about, being able to speak up for yourself. I mean, what Colin Kaepernick is talking about is what happened this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That lady police officer choked and she shot that guy in the back with his arms up in the air. He wasn't bothering anybody. He was 15 to 20 feet away from her. And she said she felt threatened for her life. Well, I got news for you. If I shot somebody, every time I felt my life was in danger as a San Francisco policeman, there'd be 15 to 20 people dead right now. And guess what? They'd all be dead legally because I said I was in fear for my life. Well, guess what? If you're in fear for your life, being a cop is not a job. A lot of these chicks get jobs, you know, this consent degree type of thing. We got to hire women. We got to bring women on the police department. This thing. Not all women are destined to become cops. They just aren't, okay? Some of them are just, they're not worth it. In other words, one cop, one male cop. I remember back in the day when I would handle a beat on Third Street by myself, it would take two women officers and a backup for the women officers in order to get the people to listen to them. The bottom line is women police officers, not that good. And this week we really saw a classic example of that. That lady choking and shoot that man in the back, shooting him dead, a father of four, on a street, on a highway in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank God the Tulsa cops jumped in there and indicting one of their own. She's been charged with manslaughter. Hey, speaking of manslaughter, where's Johnny Football? He sort of killed his career, didn't he? Talking about Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Mr. Meth. Hey, speaking of guys ruining their career, well, his career is not really happening anymore. Austin Safari Jenkins, remember him? Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer anyway. He cut off a cop this week while he was driving, and the cop was going to let him slide until he started talking, and they realized he had a few drinks. I was drunk. Anyway, DUI time, he's done. Dak Prescott, my man, the Dallas Cowboys. What, he's like the number nine quarterback down there? I mean, he gets no respect. Talked about Rodney Dangerfield. Jerry Jones, the owner, of course, that's the guy that said that brain damage in football, there's no correlation. There's no connection. What are you talking about, Taco Man? You're crazy. You're exaggerating things. You're stretching the truth. Football, guys running each other 15 miles an hour and no brain damage? You got to be kidding. Anyway, Jerry Jones, the old duck that he is, of course, billionaire on top of billionaire. The bottom line is Dak Prescott could probably go undefeated. He could probably win every single game as a backup here, backing up Tony Romo. It's still Tony Romo's team. Tony Romo missed like, didn't he miss like 12 or 14 games last year, something like that? He missed the majority of the season last year. He was damaged goods then. Damaged goods don't get any better. He's like a degenerative disc in your back. It's not going to get any better. It's like Alzheimer's, okay? You don't recover from Alzheimer's. You don't get any better. It just gets progressively worse. And Tony Romo, he's done. Stick a fork in his old ass. I mean, come on. Has he got pictures of Jerry Jones doing something nasty to an animal or something like that? Because the bottom line is, he's been done a long time, and Dak Prescott is the future of the Dallas Cowboys as far as quarterbacks are concerned. And speaking of quarterbacks, of course, I talked about Tom Brady in the Open. Tom Brady having dinner with his fine-ass wife, Giselle. Man, that woman's fine, ain't she? Good Lord. I mean, she could stop. Let me tell you like this. Regular cars, you don't have to have a car with a computer to stop. They wouldn't run her over. She's that fine. Anyway, the bottom line is Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle,
having dinner in Rome, of course, as part of that four-game suspension. Speaking of his coach, Big Bill Belichick, Triple B, Big Bill Belichick, of course, New England Patriots coach. They call him a crook. They call him this. They call him that. But they're also calling him the greatest coach in NFL history. Now, I think that's a bit of a stretch because I come from the West Coast. Of course, we talk about the great Bill Walsh, the late great Bill Walsh, of course, in the West Coast offense, started at Stanford and then, of course, went to the 49ers, captured all those Super Bowls with Joe Montana and Steve Young. I'm telling you like this. I think Bill Walsh was hands down the greatest coach of all time. Speaking of NFL, how about that ex-NFL stud Joe Horn? My man, I got to give him some props, man. He says that Roger Goodell is like, you know, Roger Goodell, the guy that runs, the guy with God in his name, the guy that runs the NFL, the commissioner, the hatchet man for the owners, you know, the owner's go-to guy, the owner's bitch. That's a better way to put it. Anyway, I'm talking about Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell has been compared to Vladimir Putin. That's right. And you know what? You got to think about it. He's like an emperor. Anything he says goes. What kind of crap is that, man? The bottom line is, I think he said it a few weeks ago. This is not an open agency. This is the NFL. Whoa, excuse me. Anyway, he says that Vladimir and Roger Goodell are one and the same. I got to concur on that one. Speaking of Goodell, as I said, suspended quarterback Tom Brady kicking it in Italy. But what's Goodell looking like? He's a bit of a buffoon. He really is. You got to give it to him. Speaking of buffoons, how about Terrence Cody, who last played for the Baltimore Ravens? Sentenced 9 months behind bars after pleading guilty to multiple animal cruelty acts. That was back in March. Of course, prosecutors said the 29-year-old didn't feed his canary mastiff for up to 10 weeks. The dog was in a cage for 10 weeks. It was never fed. What kind of crap is that? And they let this guy out early? According to the jail, Cody was released on September 21st. He was given 88 days credit for working in good behavior. He should have been. Man, they should have put him in the tank with some guys that like guys. You know what I'm talking about? Straight up, he deserves that or worse. And, of course, the judge gave him 18 months probation. Oh, and during that time, he's not allowed to own any animals. Interesting. Okay, how about this one? Speaking of animals, hey, Sonny's back, baby. I'm talking about, do you remember the WWE Hall of Famer? I'm talking about, what was her name? Sonny, of course, she was the iconic female fighter, wrestler, call it what you want, performer. Anyway, back in behind bars, she violated her parole, man. That's right, I'm talking about Tammy Sykes. She was on parole for 3 DUIs. She failed a drug test, an alcohol test week, and she's in jail in Carbon County, Pennsylvania, and it looks like she is done. How about my man, Dwayne Wade? He ain't leaving Miami empty-handed, baby, because his former teammate, Daryl Wright, just hooked him up with an awesome custom art piece to bid him farewell. Got to give him some props. And Tommy Lasorda turned 89 years old this week. Is it just me, or is Lasorda just a big and old blowhard? Well, anyway, the L.A. Dodgers' iconic ex-manager, strong as ever. Of course, now they've made him some new clothes. He has a new clothing line that's been designed by a guy by the name of David Hall. David Hall is the CEO of David August Clothing. Of course, they said they took 40 hours just to make him a jacket, this Tommy Lasorda custom L.A. Dodgers blazer. Big deal. Anyway, the bottom line is, I got to tell you, this guy doesn't make very good clothes. You know why? He makes clothes for Conor McGregor. I mean, how bad does Conor McGregor look? He's like the worst dressed guy in the Forbes athletic list. He just like, he's horrible. He's got floods. His pants are too short. His sleeves are too short. That's not by design, man. He buys his crap off the rack. He can't tell me this guy, David August, is making clothes for him. I just don't believe it. Anyway, I talked a couple weeks about Avery Williamson putting those at 911 tribute on, of course, on his cleats. Remember that? They were talking about suspending them and all that kind of good stuff. Well, he sold those cleats. He sold them on eBay. They still went for a fortune, so he's going to donate that to charity, and more power to him. You know, I wish that more guys would just step out and be doing more for charity because, you know, charity is there. And guess what? What you don't realize is that every time somebody gives something away to charity, they can write it off on their taxes. These guys have got all kinds of money. They can write that crap off on their taxes. When Don King says he gives away like $100,000, that's $100,000 less in taxes Don's going to pay that year. So when rich people don't want to donate money, piss on them. They're not worth anything anyway. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Choco Man. Johnny Taco will be joined by Jim Tomsula. That's right, the former 49er head coach, now the man, of course, assistant coach of Philadelphia Eagles, doing his thing in Philly, eating those cheesesteaks. But he's back in town for a short interview here at the Sports Byline Studios. So Jim Tomsula will be here. We'll also talk with Charles J. Nowerman, too. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez is in here, of course, and so is Zach Attack Young. You are tuned to Sports Byline. We've got open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
I am the Taco Man, but you know this live and in living color from Sports Byline in San Francisco, California.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
As I alluded to before the break, former 49ers head coach Jim Tomsula is in the house here at the Sports Byline Studios along with his voice coach. And how do you say your name, sir, and what is your role working with Coach Tomsula?
Hello, Taco. My name is Jacques Mihoff. I'm what is known as a voice coach.
And what is a voice coach? What does he do?
I teach people enunciation and vocal delivery.
How long have you worked with Coach Tomsula?
We've been at it for most of the offseason. We felt Jim has made great advances in his ability to articulate his thoughts through words.
Okay, let's bring in former SF 49er head coach Jim Tomsula, now an assistant with the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Tomsula, welcome back to Sports Byline.
Thank you, Senor Taco. I'm glad to be back, and I'm looking forward to talking about the NFL.
So what made you go out and get a voice coach, Coach?
Well, because I felt that with my being president of the North Philadelphia branch of the Men's Society, it's only fitting that I possess a vocabulary that is in line with my IQ of 142.
Interesting. Okay. Jimmy, sound great. This is the most words I've ever heard you say.
Well, with recent developments in my professional life, I've been granted the opportunity to improve my speech. I've always been rather eloquent, if I do say so myself, but I previously had difficulties expressing myself in public settings. I've now hired a speech coach, and he's increased my oratory skills tenfold.
Interesting. Well, he's paying off, my friend. It sounds great. What is Jim Tongsil up to these days?
Well, I delivered pizzas for Amici's for a while, and eventually worked my way up to becoming part owner.
Wow, free pizza. That's great. So, I know we know how much you love that place. Do you still watch the 49ers on TV, or what? Is that too painful?
I'm not going to sugarcoat this, Mr. Taco. I was really in a bad way for quite a while. I was eating 5 pizzas a day for a couple months. I gained 200 pounds. It was a dark period, but I've emerged from it a stronger man, a better man, a man with a real purpose, and that is Amici's. I watch old games, you know, to see my old colleagues and friends. I just sit on the sofa and bask in the glory of true friendship and lifelong bonds.
So, okay, speaking of former colleagues, what do you think of quarterback Colin Kaepernick's recent protest? What was that, Coach? I didn't hear you.
America.
Jim, go ahead and tell him that you understand where Colin is coming from.
Michis.
Coach, is your speech coach still there with you?
Damn! Pepperoni.
Coach, okay, I'll slow this down a little bit for you. If you were still coach, would you discipline Kaepernick at all?
Only in America. Donald Trump, murderer. Donald King, masturbation. Jerry Sandusky.
Whoa, we are done here. Cut his microphone.
Bad mumbles.
Wow, Jim Tomsula, they cut him off there. Guys, I mean, what can I say? The coach seemed to have a bit of a meltdown there. He was... Dominic, he sounded fabulous. What happened there?
I guess when faced with true confrontation, he just completely lost everything. Everything he studied and worked hard for just completely went out the window.
Zach, it sort of reminds me of Colin Kaepernick going to school there. Remember, he went down to Arizona for school there for a year with that quarterback. Can't remember the Hall of Famer that put him under his wing down there, but he didn't seem to learn much coming back here. Colin Kaepernick, the center of are you guys surprised he's a center, not of the sports world, he's a center of the world at large? I mean, right away, right now, if you punch up his name on Google, he's like the most trended guy ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think. I'm surprised that the story is still going on, especially, you know, he's not starting, so it's kind of like, wow. But at the same time, I think it's a necessary discussion for people to have. I just don't know how much more new there is to add, you know?
Well, are you surprised, though, that... Dominic, I got to ask you, you're surprised that people like Bobby Knight of Indiana and Mike Ditka are coming out and slamming Colin Kaepernick, saying he should be thrown out of the country, he should be thrown out of the NFL, this kind of stuff. But they're not saying anything about, like, Terrence Crutcher getting shot in the back there on Tuesday. I mean, that to me is more important, and I think that's what Colin Kaepernick is trying to highlight. That's what he's trying to bring a spectrum to, the fact that this is happening.
No, I completely agree, and you know, there seems to be a kind of divide there where what we'll call it, the older generation, if you will, seems to be very pro, you should respect the flag, I understand where they're coming from, and then you've got a different kind of subset of age demographic, whatever you want to call it, that supports exactly what Kaepernick is doing, and I completely understand that angle too. But I think that because Colin Kaepernick is such a polarizing figure as is, even when he was just the quarterback of the Niners, he was polarizing. People loved him or hated him then, and that's just as a quarterback in the National Football League. I think because of the type of polarizing figure he is, he's eliciting such strong responses from both sides of points of view.
Yep.
But I do think that because of his polarizing character, that it's detracting from the bigger picture, like you said.
Okay, I got to ask you, Zach, I'll run this one question at you, and then we'll switch back to sports big time here. But being a former policeman, had that man, Terrence Crutcher, shot a policeman like that on videotape, do you think it would have taken 3 days for the 4 or 5 days for the cops to charge him?
No, I mean, they probably would have tracked him down, or he'd end up mysteriously dead somehow.
Right there on the spot.
Yeah,
he died and he didn't shoot anybody.
I know, and that's the part, I don't know how people defend that, you know? That's one that seems kind of indefensible to me, but people find a way to bring up, like, him failing a class in 12th grade or something. There's always some,
And he was on drugs. Listen, let's switch gears. Tell you what, let's talk about Major League Baseball. We're going to go to a Major League Baseball segment totally in about 7 or 8 minutes here on Sports Byline. But straight up, let's talk National League West. Of course, the Dodgers and the Giants. I'll go to you, Dominic, first up. The Giants and the Dodgers, bring me up to date on the battle for the NL West.
Yeah, this one's pretty much all wrapped up. I believe the Dodgers' magic number is down to 2, which means any combination of Dodgers wins or Giants losses, that lowers that magic number. So I think they only need 1 Giants loss and 1 Dodgers win to clinch the division. The Giants weren't able to sweep the Dodgers when they played each other earlier this week, so that was really the backbreaker in terms of the Giants trying to win the NL West.
Zach, are Dodger fans getting up without Viagra?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an exciting time, and I hate to be this guy, but it's actually the magic number's down to 1 after today. The Dodgers and Giants both won, but the number's down to 1, so all they have to do is win tomorrow, and then they clinch the NL West.
So do we rest Clayton? Now I'll ask you both this, so we'll go with Dominic first. Do we rest Clayton Kershaw for the rest, or do we just put him on the bench and let him rest? Dominic, what do you think?
No, I think you definitely can't, because he was out so long. You want him
sharp
to be ready to have that 7, 8, possibly even 9 inning outing. You want him to continue to get his feet underneath him, because especially with a back injury, that saps everything from a pitcher, because pitching is all core, and if you don't have that back and the strength there, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do, and we've seen it. I think he's gone maybe no more than 5 or 6 innings. You want to get him completely ready for the playoffs.
We don't really, but if I was running the game down there in LA, man, I don't think I'd let him pitch longer than 5 innings. I know maybe I'd really be working on a second guy and a closer, because I tell you, man, I'd just be concerned. He's the franchise, Zach. Without him, we're going nowhere.
I definitely get where you're coming from, but I think I got to side with the Cadwallader on this one.
Okay.
I just think, you know, you want Kershaw to come in and be prepared, and you want him to get back in the swing of things. And he looked like mid-season form today. I mean, he only gave up 1 hit, and that 1 hit shouldn't have even been given up. I think Corey Seager could have made that catch. He just barely missed it, and then, you know, you got a no-hitter for Kershaw. So he looks great, but he wouldn't be starting too many more games anyway before the playoffs. So I say just keep him in there, and you don't want to overwork him, but at the same time, you want to keep him in top form.
Is, you know, outside of Candlestick Park, I'm thinking about this, but outside of Candlestick Park, which is dust now, it's been leveled, there's nothing out there anymore. What was Candlestick Park is like a flat ground. Dodger Stadium, is that the second? Oh, is that the oldest team now? The oldest stadium in Major League Baseball, Dominic? I mean, the oldest? I think
No, definitely not. It's got to be Fenway and Wrigley. Those probably have to be the 2 oldest.
But even as far as rebuilding is concerned,
what do you mean by rebuilding?
Those facilities have been rebuilt. I mean, time and again. But the Dodgers have been here like since '59 out there in Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine. Zach, is Chavez Ravine cool? I went out there one time, and it was okay. We had a nice limo ride out there. The game was okay. Nice limo ride back. I don't remember much except the chicks were in the car.
I'll be completely honest about it. The Dodger Stadium isn't like glamorous. It's not the nicest place. But in terms of passion, I don't think I've been to like a better ballpark. Just the atmosphere of like the you know, excitement level of the fans, I think is really what makes Dodger Stadium like a special place to be. If you're talking about, you know, a nice ballpark, the Angel Stadium is actually nicer. It's a very nice ballpark.
Who wants to watch a bunch of losers, though?
Well, not only that, but the crowd just isn't really into it. You know, it's an Orange County crowd, and they're just going to go back to their beach houses after that.
You know, I did the fights in Orange County at the I can't remember what the name of that Hilton Hotel was down there, but the crowd was, they just sat on their hands the entire time and drank wine. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. My All-Stars, of course, are the great Zach Attag Young and Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez. The executive producer of the Sports Overnight America is the Cut Man, Scott Cuddy. Floppy Flop is in the studio. We've got open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the city by the bay. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, talking baseball next up on Sports Byline. Let me sit on my own lane, with my limit in your hand.
For those of you who wonder about what I will do, put it this way. I'm looking for a much smaller house and a much larger medicine cabinet.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, I was not kidding when I talked about the warmth that I get when I come here. Will I miss the games? Well, yeah, but I can turn on the radio or the TV. I could catch the games. The people, that's what I will miss.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Man, you know that old man owns L.A. I was in L.A. I was Tony Hernandez's broadcast partner. Tony Hernandez is the voice of the L.A. Dodgers. I was his broadcast partner for a couple of years in the 80s down there in Southern California for the Z Channel, okay? And I'm telling you like this, Vin Scully is a class act. He's always been a class act. But, man, when he goes to the ballpark, when he just owns L.A. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I'm not a big moments type of guy, but this is a moment in sports history. The retirement of Vince Scully this week. May he enjoy his retirement. May he live to be 150. Dominic Cadwalader, in a minute, we're talking Major League Baseball. Take it away, bro.
All right, the wild card standings, that's really where the thick of the races really are for the playoffs. I think all the divisions are minimum 7 games if a team hasn't clinched yet, so that's really not that fun. but both wild cards. There's two spots, mind you. There are three teams in both leagues separated by half of a game right now. It's absolutely coming down to the wire. You gotta love it. A lot of people didn't like this introduction of the second wild card team. I loved it because it kept more teams in it, and now we're looking exactly at it. And to take that one step further, there's two more teams in the American League that are 2.5 and 3 games back. So we've got 5 teams in the American League that can still earn a spot in the wild card. Realistically, this is absolutely exciting. Down to the last week or so of baseball, I cannot wait. It's going to be fantastic.
We're talking Major League Baseball. Of course, the Nats are in like the playoffs for the third time in the last 5 years. The Nationals are, you know, it used to be the Washington Senators, you guys, like back when I was a kid. They were like the most hapless team in all of baseball. But the Nationals, that's not the case, Dominic.
No, you know, and this is a team that relocated after they were the Expos. This is the old Expos team. Yeah. They got reborn as the Nationals. They were not a very good team for a while, but it really showed what happens when you go out and you build a team through the draft. We've seen guys, Steven Strasburg, Trey Turner's been phenomenal this year. They had Jordan Zimmermann, Bryce Harper, and then you bring in the right free agents, guys like Max Scherzer and Daniel Murphy, and this is just what they've done to this team to rebuild it is incredibly impressive. And I like what Dusty Baker has really brought to that clubhouse. It was a team that it was very good, but they seemingly, I hate to use such a cliche, but they didn't live up to their potential as a team, because this is a very talented team, a very talented roster. And I think Dusty Baker was the right hire, and he's gotten the best out of these guys so far. How they perform in the playoffs is something that needs to be seen still in terms of the final evaluation for Dusty. But I think he's done a tremendous job so far.
Straight up, you're tuned to Sports Over in America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We're talking Major League Baseball, of course. Dusty Baker, I got to tell you, when I was bouncing, you guys know I was the smallest bouncer in the city and county of San Francisco for many, many years. I used to bounce at the Guadalajara de la Noche nightclub down on 24th Street, throwing those 200-pound bums out there on the sidewalk. One time I had to knock out a chick, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, the bottom line is I've done my share of bounce. I used to bounce at the High Dive on the Embarcadero here in San Francisco, and Dusty Baker used to come in there all the time, not when he was with the Giants, when he was managing the other teams, but he came in there one day after getting his ass kicked by the Giants in the playoffs. He said to me, man, get me a beer. You look like a guy that can get me a beer. I said, why do you think that? He goes, well, you work here, don't you? He thought, hey, Dusty thought I was like the busboy or something like that. Man, I was the bouncer.
It's the size. Definitely was not the ethnicity. It had to be the size.
Okay, straight up, we're talking size and ethnicity. Size matters. Does size really matter, Dom?
When it comes to bank accounts, it sure does.
Ah, Dominic knows. He's a billionaire. Zach Attack Young, are we looking for big fat crowds down there in L.A.? Are they all these playoff games going to be sold out here as far as the Dodgers are concerned? I mean, are they all sellouts? Or are they sellouts all season long anyway?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the Dodgers have the number one attendance in baseball by a couple thousand, you know. So, and they have a big park, you know. It's like 55,000 people in there. So, I expect it to sell out during the playoffs because it does most of the year anyway.
Okay, Dominic, take us down the further road on these Major League Baseball playoffs, if you would.
Okay, yeah, so I'll talk about those wild card teams. The Mets and the Giants are currently tied at 82-73. They lead the National League wild card. They have the top two spots. The St. Louis Cardinals, half a game back, 81-73. They're tied in the loss column. That's always what you really want to look at because you got to assume, hey, the Cardinals, when they make up this game, I believe the makeup game essentially is going to be Monday. And after Monday, the teams have the same amount of games played. They're tied in the loss column. It's really going down to the wire here. Over the last week, seemingly, when two teams lose, one wins. And when one loses, the other two win. So they've been really jockeying for position here. The Giants with a big win Saturday night. Denard Span hitting a 3-run homer in the 10th inning to give them that win over the Padres after they squandered a 6-0 lead. And the Mets on Saturday almost came back from a 10-0 deficit, which is very impressive in and of itself. And the Cardinals, a big win against the Cubs Saturday morning. In the American League, Toronto and Baltimore occupy the top two wild card slots. Both AL East teams, they know each other very well. If those two teams stay in the wild card slots, it's going to make for a great wild card game. And then you've got Detroit half a game back, Seattle 2.5, and Houston 3 back. So Houston and Seattle, both AL West teams, and Detroit, the AL Central team there. It's really fascinating just the way that this last week is, there's so much on the line, because in the past, a team has locked up the wild card, or they're playing against competing with one other team for that one wild card spot, and everybody's really out of it at that point. But with the second in wild card, we've got ties on top of both wild card divisions right now, and then you've got teams half a game, one game, two games back. It's absolutely exciting baseball, and I think this is exactly what the commissioner was really looking for when they introduced the second wild card. And don't be surprised if the wild card team that comes victorious from both wild card games go on a deep run. We've seen the Giants win from the wild card spot. The Kansas City Royals won from the AL wild card spot in 2014. So whatever team that wins that wild card game has huge momentum and can be incredibly dangerous come play the division series.
This is what we call sudden death baseball, and I think it's sort of cool because you know what? It's all on the line there. The entire season, baby, all boils down to one game, Dominic.
Yeah, one game, and so many things can go wrong. You can roll out your ace, your Madison Bumgarner, your Felix Hernandez, whatever pitcher. But if he has just an off day, just doesn't quite have it that day, well, you're done, and you got to wait until April to get rolling again. It's must-see baseball, and I know the Pirates have lost a wild card game a few times since they introduced this two-team format, so they're probably very bitter, unhappy about that. But it makes for great baseball as a whole.
Do we need to be calling out the Steve Clevenger guy at the Seattle Mariners for his racial insensitive tweets this week, Dominic? I mean, was that off the wall? And is this 10-game suspension worthy? Or if they should the Major League Baseball be getting involved with this? Is this a matter of free speech? Talk to me about that.
You know, yeah, I did make a note of this, and I definitely wanted to talk about it, so I'm glad you brought it up. It's interesting with Steve Clevenger, because obviously we see athletes be super opinionated on Twitter all the time, even to the point where sometimes people are just, gosh, guys, shut up, stop talking, stop tweeting, don't hit the send button. But in this case, I think it was just so disparaging, and the backlash was so instant. Not just at Steve Clevenger, but at the Mariners, saying, how can you guys need to cut him, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, Steve Clevenger is not that great. So in essence, it made it a little bit easier for them to decide to suspend him. And I think that this will be an issue that the MLB Players Association will come up with, saying, hey, he didn't deserve to be suspended. He was just doing free speech and that kind of stuff. But I understand why the Mariners suspended him, because that's, in a way, conduct detrimental to the team, and I think in that regard they have a legitimate case against the MLBPA for suspending him, because he is an employee of the Mariners, and it's like any employee. We've seen it with ESPN numerous times where
Skip Bayless.
Where Skip Bayless, a perfect example, Stephen A. Smith, where they go and say something that's just a little too off the rails, they get suspended. We've seen it on KMBR different times. So I think the Mariners were completely warranted to suspend him in this situation.
We're talking baseball, of course. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America, hour number one is two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forest Network. Should I keep going, Dominic? Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. I keep going, but I can't, folks. We only got an hour and a half left to go here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But this is hour number one of two. I've got open phone lines all around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. But I give you this bit of advice before you call. If you are a dummy, you will get flushed. So don't call up here acting stupid, late-nighted, drunk, all that kind of good stuff, because if you do, you will be humiliated on air. Promise. Open phone lines again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The big surprise thus far of the 2016 baseball season is, Dominic?
I think it's got to be the Giants' second half collapse and the Red Sox all of a sudden being back into the promised land in a way. Their revival, despite Pablo Sandoval, their big money free agent, being out for most of the year and not performing when he was in the lineup. So I think those are probably the two most compelling storylines in baseball.
You know, outside of Jamarcus Russell, have we ever had a more unmotivated piece of spit as far as a upper echelon athlete here in the Bay Area? Maybe Jamarcus Russell and Joe Barry Carroll, but Sandoval's up there.
Yeah, he's up there. And the unfortunate thing with Sandoval is when he was here, he had this kind of laissez-faire attitude about taking care of himself, but he still performed, and the fans loved him. So I think, in a way, his success and the fanfare, the Giants fans adored him. I think that helped contribute to him continuing not to care. He goes, okay, I'm still going to hit 300. We're still going to win World Series titles, and fans are still going to rock the panda hats and cheer for me. Why do I need to change? And unfortunately, that entire attitude we've seen is just his body's not going to hold up.
George Steinbrenner rolling over his grave over and over and over again, week in and week out. This is the first time since 1975 the Yankees have been shut out three straight. Zach, is there any hope for the Yankees as far as 2017 is concerned? I mean, is there a big hat they can stick their hat in and pull out a rabbit?
For this year, or are you talking next year?
They get shut out three times in a row. They're done.
Yeah, this year I don't think they're going anywhere. Next year it's the Yankees, so they can always sign somebody.
Zach, I think you keep saying that. I think you're giving them this big benefit of a doubt that they're going to be able to go out there and sign somebody. But this current administration, Dominic, they don't seem to be in the sign of free agents. They're going the draft route. They're trying to, like, build from the farm system up.
I mean, they have tried to sign free agents. It just hasn't worked out. I mean, Jacoby Ellsbury's not what they hoped he would be. Nathan Eovaldi was hurt a lot this year. He was supposed to really help shore up that rotation. So Brian McCann hasn't quite lived up to the contract they gave him. So they have been trying to spend the money, and I've mentioned this a few different times. They need to be spending it on better players. They got to allocate that money that they do have, that budget, and spend it in better ways and not get these veteran guys who have been good in the past and are already on the downslope of their careers. Okay.
Freddie Freeman is having a career year, even though the Braves are in last place. What do you have to say about that, Dom?
Freddie Freeman is fantastic, and his numbers look phenomenal as they do right now. And he was terrible in April and May. Freddie Freeman, an all-star first baseman, was absolutely terrible. I'm sure a lot of fantasy baseball owners, you traded him, got rid of him, and they regret it because he has been on fire in the second half. Over the last 30 days, I don't think there's been many better hitters in baseball than Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman shouldn't play baseball. He should be in porn. That's a great name for porn. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's like radio porn at its best, baby, 24-7. SportsByline.com. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco, welcome to my grill. Hey, El Sobrante, what's happening in El Sobrante, California? This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
You know, I was talking earlier about Anthony Bourdain, the CNN guy, the guy that goes all over the world and smokes hash in Lebanon. Guy's got a great job, doesn't he? I mean, think about that. They fly you first class to wherever you go around the world. You get to smoke hash. You get to eat all the food you want. You get to eat for free. I mean, guy's got it going on anyway. Of course, him and his old lady have split up. But he used to hang out up the street when he's in Frisco. He hangs up the street at Scott Cuddy's favorite place called Sammy's Burgers up here on Broadway in Columbus. It's a dive, but the bottom line is, like Anthony says, they've got pretty good burgers. Zach Attack Young and, of course, Dominic Jimenez still tuned with me for hour number two. Hour number two will possibly bring in Charles Day, the man from PlaysByJAY.com. That's PlaysByJAY.com. The man that has an answer with numbers to everything, be it sports, be it this. The bottom line is he's a genius. We hope to have him in hour number two. But we hope to have you in hour number two. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, hey, feel free to do so at your own risk. 1-800. You got the balls? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill, the sports byline, multi-million-dollar studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Live for another hour here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. The bottom line is we're coming to you live from the Sports Byline studios in the city by the bay. This is Johnny Taco's All-Stars.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Charlotte police will release two videos of the deadly shooting of a black man. Police Chief Kerr Putney said today one dash cam and one body cam video of the shooting death of Keith Scott will be made public soon. Putney says the two videos will be released because they don't have any negative impact on the ongoing investigation. This after the NAACP branch in Charlotte called for the public release of the videos. Chapter President Corrine Mack is asking law enforcement and city officials for clarity into the shooting 5 days ago.
Pleading to release tapes. Pleading for transparency. Pleading to get it right.
On Friday, Scott's family released the cell phone video of the shooting taken by his wife. Max says the DOJ has opened a preliminary investigation into the incident after the NAACP submitted the footage. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Law enforcement in Washington state say there's no evidence of terrorism in a deadly shooting at a mall north of Seattle. Mount Vernon Police Lieutenant Chris Kamek says five people were killed when a lone gunman opened fire last night at the Cascade Mall in Burlington.
The suspect entered the mall without a weapon. About 10 minutes later, entered Macy's with a rifle. Fired multiple times.
A manhunt is underway for the gunman, who is described as possibly being a Hispanic male in his late teens or early 20s. None of the victims have been identified yet. On the road to the White House, Donald Trump threatening to bring Jennifer Flowers to the first presidential debate and seat her next to a Hillary Clinton guest he doesn't like. It's not clear whether Trump is joking. Trump's warning came on Twitter after Clinton invited businessman Mark Cuban to the debate. He's a frequent Trump critic. You may recall Flowers once had a relationship with former President Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture is now open in Washington, D.C. The nation's first black president spoke at the opening of the museum today.
Yes, African Americans have felt the cold weight of shackles and the stinging lash of the field whip, but we've also dared to run north and sing songs from Harriet Tubman's hymnal.
Designed to allow visitors to explore slavery, 70% of the museum is below ground. The impact of African Americans in the U.S. from Martin Luther King Jr. to Barack Obama is displayed throughout. President Obama and the First Lady were joined today by former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura. Obama introduced an African American family at the end of the ceremony. The Los Angeles Dodgers are saying goodbye to legendary broadcaster Vin Scully. The 88-year-old addressed the crowd during a pregame ceremony in Vin Scully Appreciation Night before Friday's game against Colorado.
I had a child's dream, and the grace of God not only gave me the fulfillment of the dream, he gave it for 67 years.
Scully has been with the Dodgers since 1950, when the team was located in Brooklyn. Hall of Fame pitcher Sandy Koufax and Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw spoke during the ceremony. Scully will call his final game on October 2nd in San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Is a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first room. Luka gets around. Felipe!
Oh,
and sticks the dagger home. Inside. The freshman up. Oh, and they go in front. Oh, what a game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill, folks. We're talking sports and social issues for the next hour. Maybe we'll throw in a little comic fight here and now. The bottom line is, I want to recognize the fact that our main man, Mr. John Oliver, won an Emmy. John Oliver, got to give him props, man. He's just like the godfather of comedy and common sense right now on television. Unfortunately, he's on HBO. Not everybody gets HBO. But if you watch YouTube, you can see John Oliver there with or without an HBO subscription. The bottom line is, we'll go to my first all-star, Dominic Jimenez. Dom, what are we talking about in hour number two?
Football, 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 and more football. Also breaking news, all three of us, you, Zach, and myself, have tryouts to be the New England Patriots quarterback this week.
Bottom line is, yeah, I don't think I want that job. Tom Brady is looking too good when he comes back. And I got to ask my man, Zach Attack, what do you got on the plate, brother?
Oh, I mean, you know, we have the UFC in Brasilia tonight. You know, we still got NFL. We got all kinds of things going on.
Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. This is Sports Byline.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We're going to talk NBA, going to talk a little baseball, going to talk some college football as well, and of course the UFC. Sort of go around a little sports too. Bottom line is, Zach Tack, take it away as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Oh, wait a second. The music. Oh, wait. There's no Dominic tonight. Zach, we fired him.
He's done.
He's done. Toast. He's toast. We don't even have to mention his name again, okay? He's toast. You will never hear his voice again here on this radio network. I don't even care if his mother owns it. He's done. Okay, enough celebrations.
Yeah, that was really funny, guys. I like how you, both of you, thought that
because
I wasn't here. No, yo, Pedro, hold your horses here. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, with the potentially, we'll talk more about that later, talking about your future employment here, but with Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I appreciate you guys had some fun while I was away gallivanting across the globe, but did you really think I wouldn't hear it? I'm connected. Come on now.
We were, but it was all said. Zach, tell him it was just in jest. We were just kidding.
We were seriously just kidding, Cadwalader. Please, don't send us to the basement.
Yeah, we honestly, man, we really, you know, we have tons of respect for you, sir. Wink, wink.
Yeah, that's a lie. And Zach, there's no basement in a car. Come on now. You're so silly.
Well, don't send me to the sewers then.
You can live with the rats that used to live with you in the car.
Okay, let's change subjects and get back to the subject at hand, sports. How about the NFL? What's happening in the NFL, Dominic?
Yeah, okay, fine. Let's move on. The Patriots won again, this time with rookie quarterback, the third stringer going into the year, Jacoby Brissett. The Patriots seemingly can do no wrong despite who their quarterback is. It almost at this point doesn't even matter who the quarterback is. It's absolutely astonishing. And then to add a little added wrinkle to it, Brissett injured his thumb, tore a thumb ligament, and he's probably going to miss their next game in a week. So who knows who the final quarterback is going to be before Tom Brady comes back. Is Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulder going to be okay? Julian Edelman, their wide receiver, he was a quarterback at Kent State before the Patriots turned him into a wide receiver. Is he going to be the quarterback? Are they going to go out and sign a guy like Michael Vick? Who knows? Julian Edelman, if Julian Edelman is the quarterback next week for the Patriots and he wins, I think Bill Belichick may have to go down as one of, if not the greatest coach of all time.
Got a question on the New England Patriots, Dominic, since just a whiz on them. Are there any nude pictures on the internet of Gisele Brady?
If there are, I'm pretty sure it's not very hard to find. I know she has retired from modeling, though. That make it a little more difficult, though.
Zach, I mean, her and Tom are over there in Italy having dinner, man, during a suspension. And, you know, Tom Brady's got a way of taking that middle finger and sticking it right in your face.
Oh, definitely. And if you need me to find that out, I'm willing to bite the bullet and do the research.
All right, take care of the research on that one. We want to take Gisele Brady, of course, the wife of Tom Brady. Fine as she is, we want pictures of her in the turkeys, in the nude. Anyway, bottom line is we're talking NFL, of course. The NFL is off and rolling now. Surprise team thus far, in your mind, Dominic?
It might be that the Packers are 1-1, and Aaron Rodgers looks completely mortal. Other than that, I think for the most part, maybe the Seahawks getting off to a slow start, they're 1-1. I think for the most part, the heavy hitters are continuing to be the heavy hitters. I mean, the Cowboys 1-1, obviously their quarterback situation's a little murky. The Patriots are 3-0. The Eagles are 2-0. Steelers are 2-0. It's really the same old names on top through the first couple games of the season. There's not a whole lot of parity, although the Vikings being 2-0, losing Teddy Bridgewater in the preseason, Adrian Peterson hurts his knee. The fact that they're 2-0 and Sam Bradford absolutely lit it up last week, threw for 286 yards. Stephon Diggs is his favorite receiver already. I think the Vikings might be the biggest surprise, but there's nothing overly shocking yet.
Yeah, we've kicked Sam Bradford in the teeth around here a few times. So Sam, props to making us look bad. Bottom line is, Zach, how come Dak isn't getting any respect down there in Texas? Talking about Dak Prescott. I mean, Jerry Jones says that Tony Romo is going to be his quarterback when he comes back. And I mean, Tony Romo, we don't even know if he'd be able to reach an orgasm with that throwing arm is anymore. He's old.
Tony Romo's going to, like, walk in the door and, like, snap his knee or something. I don't even know. The guy's just so injury-prone. Dak Prescott, he should get more respect. He's actually completed the most passes without an interception by a rookie.
I think he's doing admirable. I mean, I wouldn't give him A's or anything like that, but, you know, he's commending him, handing himself well. Speaking of guys that hand themselves well, I went to this in the open of hour number one there. What happened to Johnny Meth? I mean Johnny Manziel. Dominic, I haven't seen Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football, he hasn't been in the news at all.
No, but I think the last we heard of Johnny Manziel, he was knocking on Bill Belichick's door saying, "Hey, I can play quarterback." I think that's where he might be right now.
Well, big. I don't think Big Bill's gonna be answering the door on that one. I think he'll send his maid out there or his butler. Now, speaking of Belichick, we talked about this earlier, and you know, Bill Walsh, the West Coast offense, I mean, I thought that was the greatest system of all of football. I think it was the most dominant thing that's ever been introduced to the game. That is just my perspective. Now, maybe because I watched Bill Walsh at Stanford, I think it was at Stanford, and then later on as the 49ers winning the Super Bowls, maybe I saw the fact that the George Seifert can come in and take his offense and win a Super Bowl with that. So I think that Bill Walsh was the greatest coach of all time. Now, a lot of people are saying that Belichick's getting all this play. Is Bill Walsh, kind of put this, is he lower on the list because he's a West Coast guy, Dominic?
I don't think it's that he's lower on the list. I think part of it is the talent he had. And I think this is kind of a potential argument that you can put against Belichick. And it was also different eras where Bill Walsh, he's got Joe Montana as his quarterback. Let me go get Steve Young, pay him starters money, and have him chill on the bench. So the eras are indeed a little different. I think Bill Walsh more revolutionary than Bill Belichick. But what Bill Belichick has done system-wise, very similar to what Bill Walsh did, where you don't really know how great Joe Montana would have been in a different system. I'm sure he would have been just as fantastic, but I don't think he would have had that same kind of edge that he did under Bill Walsh. Same thing, Tom Brady's out. Bill Belichick's playing plug-and-play with his quarterbacks, and he's winning games. When Brady tore his ACL, he threw Matt Castle out there. Matt Castle won 10 games.
Yeah.
So, and all these coordinators of Belichick, when they go off and try to do their thing as head coaches, Josh McDaniels, Romeo Crennel, they floundered. So you really have to wonder, there's got to be something in the Kool-Aid over in New England, because Bill Belichick is masterful with what he does with that team.
You know, Zach, we all want to shack up with his wife. I'm talking about Tom Brady, but he's probably the greatest number six pick in the history of football, don't you think, as far as quarterbacks are concerned?
Yeah, I mean,
a six-round pick? I mean, holy cow.
It really doesn't get better than that. I mean, Tom Brady, he definitely exceeded expectations. And honestly, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. I mean, I would still personally put him behind Montana, because I think Montana had better Super Bowl performances, but he's still one of the greatest ever.
Okay. Now Dominic, I'm going to ask you this. And we just talk about the two maybe best quarterbacks we've ever seen in Tom Brady and Joe Montana. Now, we go back and forth, Montana Brady. Who would be number three?
Number three, maybe a guy like Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, maybe,
old-timer guy that just was phenomenal. I think Dan Marino, he doesn't have the Super Bowls, but he was fantastic. Like,
Manning's up there.
Peyton Manning might have to be in that conversation, too.
Why is Aaron Rodgers impotent? I mean, what's happening? Aaron Rodgers, I thought he was going to have a super. I was looking for great things from this guy. Zach, what's happening with Big Aaron?
You know, he just might be off to a slow start. It happens sometimes. He's in a pretty tough division. I mean, the Vikings are a good team. The Lions are a good team. So there's definitely competition within his division. He's not in, like, Cam Newton's division where the other teams are just not that great.
Pound for pound, I'm telling you, man, pound for pound, those are some of the baddest dudes around. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez. We're talking sports here, of course, on Sports Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And for the guy, what's that? Bill from Ohio. He called, and then he chickened out. You got a little nervy there, Bill, huh? Get a little froggy, and you jumped? Shame on you, son. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco at the helm.
If I were going to have to win a game, one game, you know, the old one game thing, of all the quarterbacks who ever drew a breath, I would want Elway simply because in that game, I would want to have a guy who would be best well-rounded to win the game with either his arms or his legs. Obviously, Brady is not the guy to win the game with his legs, nor was Peyton. So right away, if you believe that, if that's part of your thinking, and it is part of mine, I would want Elway to win the game. I'm not sure I would say that I would pick the career, but I would say that game I would want Elway, and not Marino, and not Peyton, and not Brady, and not Unitas, but I would want Elway.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Former WBO champion and Filipino national, Donnie Natus, was a winner tonight. He's now 39-1 with four draws. Anybody that's got four draws probably means he lost three of those fights, at least in the Philippines. But he was the winner tonight, 120-108 over Mexican journeyman Edgar Sosa. Sosa came in at 52-9. No surprise he left 52-10. And Tyson Fury, the current world heavyweight champion, is about to pull out of his fight with Vladimir Klitschko. That's right, the rear match, of course, it's been canceled once. It's been going to be canceled twice. No, it won't be canceled a second time. President Francisco Valcarcel, the World Boxing Organization, said on last Saturday's Ring Talk edition on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network that Tyson Fury will be stripped. He will be stripped of the title if he does not meet. If he does not meet Vladimir Klitschko on the 29th of October for the World Heavyweight Championship in the UK. We'll see if that happens. Straight up, we're talking sports, combat sports, boxing, and of course, the UFC. But before we go to the UFC, I got to ask you this. Gennady Golovkin, of course, Zach in 36-0, 33 KOs, of course, the world middleweight champion. Canelo Alvarez, the world junior middleweight champion. Canelo's not afraid to fight him. Canelo's going to fight him. It's going to happen probably in 2017. I'm telling you, man, I don't need Viagra for that one. Do you?
No, I mean, that's one of the, that might be the biggest fight in boxing right now.
I think it is. And the second biggest fight, of course, is going to be this November 19th match between Andre Ward, the unbeaten lad, 2004.
Actually a better fight.
Yeah, do you think Ward's going to be a good fight?
I think it's a more competitive matchup in terms of betting lines.
Ward and, of course, Ward and Kovalev, and the line's real close there. Andre Ward's a close betting favorite. 2004 Olympic gold medalist, 30-0 now, of course, and Kovalev 30-0 as well with that technical draw where he was beating somebody up for two rounds and the guy ended up getting cut, so they called it a technical draw. Any bottom line is he's unbeaten in 30 fights, as is Andre Ward. Of course, that fight's going down November the 19th, but back to Golovkin. You know, the way that Golovkin destroyed Kell Brook, and I mean, that was cruel, man. I mean, Kell Brook's got a broken cheekbone, a broken jawbone. I talked to Larry Merchant about this. Zach, a fight with Golovkin, I don't know if it's worth all the money you can put in the world, because he may put you in a wheelchair. I'm not kidding either.
And I've seen a lot of people say Canelo can beat him. There's always a chance, but
size, though. You got to give him size. You got to give Canelo size. The guy weighs in at 154. He comes in the ring at 174. Of course, I don't think that's fair, but that's the way. You can't blame. Don't blame the player. Blame the game, right?
Right. But, I mean, that makes it look bad for Canelo that he tries to claim that Golovkin's too big for him. So,
well, he's
I don't
like,
know.
Listen,
I mean,
he's been trying to get out of this fight for the longest, and I think that he really hasn't been trying. I think that his promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, doesn't want him nowhere in the same zip code with Gennady Golovkin. I know I wouldn't. I mean, if you had a guy that was the Mexican phenom and the guy was selling all these tickets, turning the pay-per-view crank, I mean, every time he turns around and farts, Mexico takes notice, and Mexicans are the savior of the world of pay-per-view. I mean, without Mexicans, without Mexicans, there would be no pay-per-view boxing. They wouldn't even try to put it on the air. Those guys, they are the backbone.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there, but I'm glad you brought up pay-per-view, because Golovkin Brooks sold 500,000 in the UK, which is a big deal. This last Canelo fight, it only sold 300,000.
True, so. but then again, Canelo Alvarez was stepping in the ring against my alter ego, Pedro Fernandez. I mean, Liam Smith might as well have been Pedro Fernandez. I mean, Liam Smith came in undefeated. He tried, defended that WBO title, and lost it to Canelo Alvarez. Now Canelo, the king at 154, has been the king at 154. You got to say this, though. I mean, you know, the decisions he made in his life to take the money and fight Mayweather when he probably wasn't ready and things like that. I mean, you know, he's made some questionable decisions. Lara, the fight, he didn't look good against Lara. I mean, he's taken fights in which he hasn't, in which his team has told him, you know, this is probably not the fight to take. It's an ugly fight and things like that. And he's taken it anyway. So I would say that I'm not going to question his intestinal fortitude or the size of his stones.
Did you think that Lara beat him? I was kind of curious to get your thoughts on that.
Why did I bring up Lara?
I thought Laura beat him. I thought it was 8-4. But I mean,
that's why I brought up Arislandi Laura. Of course, the Cuban exile, the guy that is just a nightmare. If ever there was a nightmare, him and Guillermo rigging down these guys' heads. How do you outbox some of these determined Cubans? I mean, they've got this game down like Mayweather's got it down almost.
Yeah, and I mean, Mayweather looks at that, and he's always looking to sign Cuban talent because those guys, I mean, they're on another level in terms of their technical skills in a lot of aspects.
Well, I got to ask you this before we step over and talk really about the USC. Now, Conor McGregor, he's dressed like a circus clown. Doesn't he dress like a leprechaun? I mean, come on, his suits are like the most unfitting suits in the entire world, man. And they call him TaylorMade. And Tommy Lasorda's tailor, his tailor is now designing Tommy Lasorda's clothes. Well, you know, if you had to design clothes for somebody, I guess a fat old guy like Tommy Lasorda is the guy to design clothes for.
Yeah, it's not too hard of a job. And Conor McGregor, he might be a leprechaun. I mean, he definitely has that pot of gold attached to him.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, pound for pound, as far as a drawing is concerned, he was a draw in the USC. Now, speaking of draws, Ronda Rousey, fresh off her humiliation, she's never going to recover from that, I don't think. Of course, getting lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Holly Holm last year in Australia. She went down under, and boy, did she go down under, per se. Anyway, Holly Holm comes back, loses the title to Misha Tate. Misha Tate loses to Amanda Nunes. Now it's Amanda Nunes and Ronda Rousey. They're going to hook it up, I think, at USC 207, something like that. Anyway, does Ronda Rousey deserve a title fight right away? She was the franchise.
She is the franchise. I think for her sake, she shouldn't rush into a title shot. I don't know where her mind is at. I mean, and that actually could end up being worse. I'm really curious to see where her mind is at, because if she's not ready for a title shot, that's going to do a lot of damage. But then at the same time, if she's really not even ready to face like a decent fighter, then that's already going to do a lot of damage. So It's kind of a tough situation, but I would lean towards her fighting like a good name opponent.
Well, she wants to take on the gay girl, Dominic. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes of Brazil. Of course, she beat Misha Tate. Amanda's no slouch, but Ronda Rousey, she's got this style, Dominic, that if you get into this judo war with her, she's going to do you no matter who you are.
Yeah, obviously her success in the Olympics shows perfectly her abilities as a judo artist, and she's been extremely successful in the UFC doing it. It's not a style that you really want to get into a competition to see who can do it better with Rousey, and we saw Holly Holm with that boxing background. She didn't try to do any judo. She just, night-night.
Yeah. Speaking of girls that are just amazing, and when I say amazing, I don't mean like she's fine like Gisele Brady, okay? But Chris Cyborg said, I wouldn't put Chris Cyborg Santos and Gisele Brady in the same room together as far as looks are concerned. Would you, Zach?
No, if you're talking about a fighting competition, I also wouldn't put them in the same room.
No, but I got to tell you this, though. If ever there was a chick that you wanted to have your old lady and you went out and had a beef like at a bar or something like that, wouldn't it be Cyborg?
Yeah, and that's a good thought. I mean, I got to think about maybe getting in contact with Cyborg.
I mean, she's got your back. You saw her throwing. She was throwing like Johnny Trejo. And I mean, you know, all these big actors throwing these 250-pound guys over cars, this and that. Dominic, I'm telling you, she could whoop you.
I don't doubt that one bit.
And of course,
at all.
And of course, tonight she was in action down there in her native Brazil. Chris Cyborg, Christina Dusano, call it what you want. I call her dangerous. Of course, she beat Lena Linsberg. Lena Linsberg came up, but she lasted until the second round, Zach, which is something you usually don't do with that monster.
No, I mean, Christine Cyborg, 17-1. She's definitely been one of the top female fighters for a long time, and she really brought a lot of relevance to female martial arts.
True, but let me tell you this. She looked very unhealthy at 140. She looked like she would have been in a concentration camp that the Nazis locked her up or something. It was bad. That look was really bad. That was unhealthy.
She's cutting down from the 60s, so I don't think that is a good weight class for or catch weight, I should say.
You
in
know,
this
it's
case.
Funny. When I used to cut to make 139, when I used to cut to make 90 from 94, but when I used to cut to make 139 down from like 146, 147, you know, that was a bit of a torture. And then I watched my buddy Roberto Duran, one fight he came from 205 down to 147. I said to myself, damn, how do these guys do it? But losing weight, you can't lose weight while you're training for a fight, Zach. It just doesn't work. You've either got to do one or the other, because If all you do is train to lose weight to get the weight off, you can't concentrate on putting your game together.
Definitely. I mean, that's a whole nother aspect to it. And you want to come in fight shape. You don't want to just come in shape.
Okay. Renan Barreiro came back tonight, the former 135-pound champion that lost to T.J. Dillashaw not once but twice. It was a bit of a stunner.
Is he done?
T.J. Dillashaw?
No, Renan Barreiro. I mean, is he done? I'm just going to cut to the chase
here.
Well,
no, he won a decision tonight, but you know that. But Philip Navarro is not something that you want to call, you know, a Hall of Famer like. But two judges had it, two rounds of one. One judge had it, three zip. Of course, that was a three-round fight down there in Rio. Roy Nelson, Roy Big Gut Nelson, was the winner over Antonio Silva. He knocked out Silva in the second round, 4 minutes and 10 seconds in. Silva's that good-looking guy, right?
Yeah, the Brazilian waif model. Yeah.
Let me tell you like this. I saw him. Hey, I saw him get into an elevator with two of the finest chicks you ever saw in your life at a sleazy hotel down in San Jose, and they went up in the room with him, and they spent the night with him. What a shame. What a waste. The guy's a gorilla. And you know what? I'm sorry to insult gorillas like that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with us, your combat sports update, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Find them on Facebook or check them out, WBOboxing.com. This is Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Okay, time to put the old money where the mouth is, folks. Or put the mouth where the money is. The bottom line is we're talking NFL, of course. Last year, I pocketed about $4,300. Zach took in about $5,000. And Dominic, of course, well, we don't know how much money Dominic has because Dominic bets a lot more money than we do. The bottom line is we were all winners last year as far as betting here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is concerned. And remember, like the great Sid Tenner said, of course, the bookie, the Hall of Fame bookie, the man from Sacramento, California, said, I'll take all the action you want in the NFL, baby, because nobody beats the NFL for an entire season. Well, guess what? Johnny Taco and his All-Stars do. Straight up, let's talk about Sunday. Of course, Sunday football, straight up Cincinnati. Looking pretty good. Well, what's going on? Take us through the first game here, Dominic. First game on the schedule.
All right, first game on the schedule, Dolphins-Browns. Dolphins 9-point favorites at home against the Browns. The Browns are on their third-string quarterback. I like the Dolphins to win and cover here comfortably.
Okay, I'll go with that. Game number two, sir?
The Bills host the Cardinals. Cardinals 3.5-point favorites. I like the Cardinals here. I think the Bills, fresh off firing offensive coordinator Greg Roman, I think the Cardinals take care of business there and improve to 2-1.
Straight up, next game.
Raiders go to the Titans. Raiders are 1-point favorites here. This game's going to be tough because the Raiders have shown vulnerabilities on defense. I like the Titans to win the game at home, though.
Zach, the Raiders got to have a defense like Swiss cheese. And if you could run through, I mean, no, we're talking like 250-pound men running through these holes. So it's bigger than Swiss cheese.
It really is. I mean, their offense looks great. I'll give them that. The offense is looking great. They're putting points on the board. Derek Carr he's been accurate so far, but the defense is just, they're really holding them back this year.
They're atrocious. I mean, I think I heard the other day they rank like last against the run in the league or something like that. I mean, when you're the last against anything in the NFL, that's not a good thing. Dom, next game.
Next game, the Jaguars, who put up a dud last week against the Chargers, one of my picks of the week. That was a fail. They host the Ravens. The Jaguars, 1-point underdogs at home. I like the Ravens to move to 3-0 here. I'm a little surprised they're only favorites by 1 point despite being on the road.
That sounds like a real good bet, Zach. Where are you leaning on that one?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll take that.
I mean, next up, Dom.
All right, the Giants at home, 3-point favorites against Washington. Since they're at home and it's a 3-point spread, the odds makers look at it pretty even here. I like the Giants to beat Washington here very comfortably.
How good are the New York Giants? I mean, as a whole, what is the nucleus of that team this year, Dominic?
Oh, it's in the offense, hands down. Rashad Jennings, he hasn't gotten the ball too much at running back, but Eli Manning's doing his thing, throwing the ball. Victor Cruz looks healthy so far. The rookie Sterling Shepard, 11 catches for 160 yards so far. He's done great out of the slot. It's pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball for sure.
Zach, how's things going down there in L.A.? I mean, how are you doing there? I mean, how's the Rams doing? After that whooping by the hands of the 49ers, I'm surprised they still showed up the next week, but I think they'll be there for a while. What happened?
I picked them. I'm going to point that out. You guys laughed at me. I said I thought that the Rams would at least cover the spread. They did cover the spread. The defense was incredible. The offense, not so much. They haven't scored a touchdown yet in two games. But the Rams are doing pretty well. I mean,
how can you be doing pretty well if you haven't scored a touchdown?
I mean, they're 1-1. They beat the Seahawks. I mean, the defense has held up pretty well. They gave up points to the 49ers, but that's because the offense couldn't stay on the field.
Interesting. Speaking of the 49ers, Dominic, San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick, of course, the most controversial figure in not only the sports world, but probably the world at large. I hate to say it, but around the world, like he's either loved or he's hated, and it's you're 50, I guess it's 50-50 down the middle, depending on what side of the coin you're on. But any chance of him coming back and getting a starting position anytime soon? And what's the line on the Niners game tomorrow?
All right, so we'll start with the line. The Seahawks, the game's in Seattle. The Seahawks are favored by 9.5 over the 49ers. I think the Seahawks, even though they've been struggling, I think they right the ship. I feel like the Niners have a chance to cover, but I'm still going to take the Seahawks here. As for Colin Kaepernick starting, I think if you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said no chance. But Blaine Gabbert has not looked very good at all. He looks exactly like Blaine Gabbert should be looking. He's just his delivery or his pass is just way too inconsistent. He's missing wide open guys low in the dirt, throwing way over their heads. Granted, his receivers are dropping balls, but Blaine Gabbert's been bad. And I think Colin Kaepernick is a better quarterback at this point, still the better quarterback. And I think sooner rather than later, he's going to get the nod under center.
Zach, are they not playing him because he took his middle finger and stuck it right in the nose of the Yorks?
No, they're not playing him because Blaine Gabbert went out there and won game one. Okay. And he didn't look great, but he won game one. So that's why. And Kaepernick's still recovering from injuries. So it's understandable. But I definitely think they're going to pull the trigger and put him in before too much longer.
Wasn't the game one where he beat that hapless team from L.A., the 28-0, something like that?
Yeah, that was the game one. And even in that game, like Dom pointed out, he had a lot of bad passes in that game.
Next up, Dominic.
Really quick, actually, Zach says the Rams haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks. The LA Rams haven't scored a touchdown in like 20 years, but that's besides the point.
Oh, Zach, oh man, talk about cutting them open with a knife and pouring salt on top of it. That, Zach, did that hurt?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, that's painful to think that they still haven't scored that touchdown.
That's okay, Zach. When things come around down there in L.A. And things get rocking and rolling, you'll have the last laugh, because eventually I think that franchise is going to come around. Next up on as far as the games are concerned, Dominic?
All right, next game, the Panthers hosting the 2-0 Vikings that we were talking about earlier. Panthers 7-point favorites here. I like the Vikings to cover here. The Panthers, they almost lost to the 49ers last week. I'm just going to leave it at that. I like the Vikings.
Cam Newton. Talk to me about Cam Newton thus far in 2016. Is he having a good season, Zach?
He's having an okay season. I mean, I think he's starting slow, just like he did last season, which a lot of people forget. Everyone talked about how bad Kaepernick was. Cam had similar numbers through the first half of the season. He was throwing almost as many picks as touchdowns.
Back to Kaepernick just for a second. Pound for pound, he was the baddest dude in all of football, man. He came within 5 yards of winning the Super Bowl. I mean, holy cow, I don't think that a bottle of fine wine becomes a bottle of Ripple overnight, Dominic.
It's a tape thing. Teams adjusted. When Kaepernick was the starter and took the team, he hit the league by storm. He was filling in for Alex Smith and took over from there. And once the league finally adjusted to what Colin Kaepernick was doing and they made him stay in the pocket and pass the ball, his deficiencies as a quarterback were exposed. And he hasn't made the necessary adjustments in his game to really reclaim that spot as a top tier quarterback.
Was it the coaching of Tom Sula that ruined him, or what?
I don't think it was necessarily the coaching of Tom Sula. I think it was more just the loss of Jim Harbaugh. They were very close. Harbaugh, a quarterback guy. I think it was more the loss of him than Tom Sula coming in, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Of course, I want to mention this. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, formerly of Ohio State, the number one pick, of course, the Jerry Jones and the Cowboys this year. He's still not been cleared as far as the drug tests are concerned. And, of course, he was caught in a marijuana dispensary a couple of weeks ago. You know, marijuana is legal in Seattle, Washington, Dominic. So why should that have been a news issue?
It was just because it's illegal, despite the location of it. It's illegal in the eyes of the NFL to smoke marijuana. So despite it being legal, if he did it, he was breaking his contract. He was breaking the rules written out in that contract and set forth by the Cowboys and the NFL. However, he didn't buy anything. He just went to look. Was that maybe a mistake on his part to even put himself in a situation like that? Yeah, but he didn't do anything. So I think it's going to get swept under the rug sooner rather than later.
Let me tell you like this. You're a country boy from Columbus, Ohio. You're a country boy, okay? And somebody tells you they're selling marijuana in a store, you think they're out of their gut mind. I mean, you must be jiving. You must be kidding. I mean, I have people telling me this all the time. We have like, I would say we've got 30 or 40 stores in the Bay Area as far as buying marijuana is concerned. We've got that many people delivering it, Craigslist, you name it. I mean, the bottom line is it's all over the place. But yet, you know, it's legal in these states, and yet the NFL says you can't do it even in your time off. Something's wrong there. I think that's an onerous issue, and I think that the NFL Players Association needs to go after that, Zach.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned that. This is just kind of a fun fact. The city I live in actually has like a higher rate of medical marijuana clinics than Oakland, California, which I was surprised to learn.
Well, Oakland, of course. Oakland was the forerunner as far as medical marijuana. It actually was San Francisco first, and Oakland sort of picked up the cause. But, you know, I just don't think it's that big of a thing. Of course, it's going to be legal in California come January 2016, or I guess the day after the election, November the 9th, 2016. But it's a long, long time coming. I'm telling you, it's a long time coming because I've seen a lot of people go to prison. And I'll leave it with this before we get off the subject. My father was 15 years old. He got 2.5 years in state prison for marijuana, and they didn't even catch him with the marijuana. Some girl said that he had it. That was enough in Daly City, California in 1952 to merit 2.5 years in the state pen, you guys, and that's not cool. Let's switch gears. We're talking NFL odds, and Dominic's got the ball. Roll, Dom!
Bengals, Broncos. Bengals at home against the Broncos. 3.5 favorites. I like the Bengals here. I think they're going to rebound nicely from the struggle in the sloppy weather of Pittsburgh last week.
I do, too, and I think the Bengals are going to be my big bet of the week. Zach, where are you rolling on that one?
Yeah, I think so, too. The Bengals, I would go with them on that.
Okay, go on. Keep rolling, Dominic. We ain't got much time.
All right, Packers at home, 7-point favorites against the Lions. Matt Stafford always struggles in Green Bay. Give me the Packers there.
What's happening with Aaron Rodgers? I'm just blown away by it. I thought he had the greatest 2016, 2017, wherever. I thought the Packers were headed to the Super Bowl. Slow start or bad year? We don't know. Keep rolling, Dom.
Bucks, 4.5-point favorites against the Rams in Tampa Bay. I like the Bucks here to pick up the win over the Rams.
Are the Rams that hapless, Zach? They can't win in Tampa Bay?
I think it's a little tough with a road game, but I honestly think the Rams will win. I think that the Jameis Winston so far has been very turnover prone, and against that tough Rams defense, I think they'll pull out a win. It's also a weak Tampa Bay defense, and I think that they'll put up some touchdowns.
You know, the Rams have a defense that can win games for them. I mean, if they rattle an offense and get a quarterback rolling and hurt them in the center, I mean, they have that type of defense that they can actually take over games, and the offense wouldn't have to be the greatest offense in the world for them to win, Zach.
No, I mean, you've seen they've been one of the worst offenses, and they've still been able to win a decent amount of games every year.
Next up, Cadwallader.
The Eagles, 3.5-point underdogs at home against the Steelers. The Steelers are going to keep rolling. D'Angelo Williams has been the best running back in football so far. I like the Steelers to win and cover.
The Steelers and Big Ben. Big Ben is looking good this year. Of course, Big Ben always, I've got to put this, I really disrespected him, and then Dominic came up with his stats, and he came up with his stats last year. And you remember how you silenced me? I silenced on that one, so Big Ben deserves it. Props. I'm going to go with Big Ben. I think Big Ben's going to play a major role as far as Super Bowl is concerned. I really think he's going to be that guy down the stretch. I thought that Brock Osweiler was going to do things, but Brock's not doing that well, is he, Dom?
No, not at all.
Last game, Dom, go with it.
All right, let's keep going. Chiefs at home against the Jets, Chiefs 3 points favorites. I like the Jets in this one. KC's looked vulnerable at home so far.
One more game, you got it?
Colts, 1.5-point favorites against the Chargers. I like the Colts here at home.
I like Joey Bosa and the Chargers, but you know what? I lost with them. I don't know. I thought Joey Bosa was going to be the guy that just like lights the entire San Diego franchise on fire, but I don't know. Maybe it ain't going to happen. Maybe you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit, if you know what I'm talking about. You are that spit with an H. You are tuned to the Sports by Live Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, high on my helm, here at the Sports by Live Broadcast Network. Of course, live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, and of course, Zach Attack Young, the executive producer, the incredible Scott Cuddy. I am the man. For the next 7 minutes, we're talking sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. After the break, my guys will tell me something I don't know.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit, Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
58 minutes past. I want to thank my guest tonight. Of course, Jim Tomsula, the former 49er coach, and his voice coach, Jacques Mioff. I want to thank both those men for spending some time with us here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. This is a segment we call Tell Me Something I Don't Know. Zach Attack, tell me something I don't know.
Well, I want to thank Jacques Mioff for giving us a hand there. And Kurt Angle, he actually took 65 Vicodin a day while he was in the WWE.
And the TNA as well. I mean, that Kurt Angle, the 1996 Olympic gold medalist, TNA world champion, bad dude, don't doubt about it, pound for pound. Dominic, you tell us something we don't know.
All right, for starters, Zach, you have a meeting with my repo man, Rocco. We'll be taking back the car tomorrow morning. It's best you start looking for another Friero or something of some a Datsun, maybe another new place to live. We'll get you set up there too, but hey, we're repoing the current car.
Hey,
and Pedro, Pedro, don't cut me off there, Taco Man, because your services will no longer be needed for the next week.
What are you trying to say?
Administrative leave for 7 days.
I'm suspended?
You got that straight.
I'm suspended from my own show?
Just like Roman Reigns, dog.
I gotta call my agent. Bill, are you listening? Bill, are you listening to this? He's suspending for my own show. I am the Taco Man. This has been Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, we are each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars tell it like nobody else does in the world of sports. We are the bomb, baby.
Yeah, next week it'll be just the All-Stars. You got that right.
Yes.